because the two can't coexist. And so if you do loving kindness moment to moment during the day, what you're doing is rehearsing new scripts. So someone who's really skillful at anger will be rehearsing angry little scripts in their minds, and then when the emotion comes up, one of those scripts will pop out. But the hurtful things that people say during anger were rehearsed beforehand. If we start rehearsing little scripts of kindness, then for starters, we're less likely to be getting angry while we're rehearsing kindness. And rehearsing that matters. And secondly, when we get all excited, our pre-prepared script is going to pop out. So if our pre-prepared scripts are scripts of kindness, may you be happy, I'm so glad you're a good person, I really like the way you've done your hair, I don't know, what kind of scripts can we have? I really appreciate the good qualities in you. If we've been rehearsing little things like this, rehearse, 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 and we get all excited, what's going to pop out? I really appreciate the good qualities in you. I'm so glad that you come. You come regularly. I appreciate your regularity. The fact that you make a commitment to coming regularly. That's going to pop out, right? But if I've been going, complain, complain, whinge, whine, moan, grizzle, moan, whinge, whinge, grizzle, moan, whine, moan, 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 moan. Then when I get excited, what's going to come out? Grizzle, whinge, moan, moan, moan. So the Buddha put it this way, whatever we frequently ponder upon, that becomes the inclination of the mind, or that becomes the habits. Whatever we rehearse becomes our new habits. So part of the point of meditation is to rehearse new scripts. So part of what we do in meditation, which they call in the Tibetan tradition mantra practice, so these so-called mantras are basically new scripts that we are rehearsing. So it becomes important when I'm doing a guided meditation, what I'm doing is suggesting new scripts for you to rehearse afterwards. So you don't have to be sitting in meditation. You can be on the bus, you can be walking down the street, you can be in the queue, you can be at the stoplight in the car, right? Driving along the freeway, somebody cuts in, it may be well and happy. I'm so glad that I didn't crash into you. Yeah? Otherwise you could go, now, I don't know about you, but if I'm driving along and I do drive and I'm going, I'm not enjoying myself. It's not a pleasant drive, right? I'm not happy, Jan. But if I'm thinking, may you be well and happy, wow, that was a really safe move. And I start noticing the safe drivers instead of noticing the nutcases. And when I start particularly looking out, they let me in, thank you. Then that's what I start noticing more and more. And as I get more skillful in noticing the drivers are doing it right, then my perception shifts and my experience of driving on the freeway is completely different. So my world becomes happier, if nothing else, right? So this is one of the ways that meditation makes our life happier. It's time and space to rehearse new scripts. So the idea that when you're meditating, you shouldn't be thinking isn't quite right. It sometimes happens as a result. Sometimes when you're doing this wise reflecting, as it's called, Yonisamanasikara, wise reflection, may I be well and happy, I'm so glad that I'm actually turning up to meditation, I'm so glad I finally came. Right? And the gladness comes up, or the kindness comes up, and then the feeling comes up so strongly that your attention shifts to that really nice feeling. Okay? So in the suttas, there's this sequence that goes along. It's in the Samyutta Nikaya, for those of you more scripturally inclined, where it starts with virtue. So virtue is the cause of non-regret. Right? Non-regret is a cause for gladness. Gladness is a cause for tranquility. And tranquility is a cause for samadhi. So it's not will-based at this point. So if you do your meditation of I will suppress that thought, and I will glue my attention to the breath. Hang on, it's not sticking. I better get a hammer and nail it there. And I have been through the nail the attention to the breath method, and to a certain extent it works. Because you can, by act of will, force the thoughts away. It is possible. But then what happens is as soon as you get deeply tranquil, you just start to slide into samadhi and the will stops, because you can't be in samadhi and be operating the will. When you get deeply, deeply tranquil, while still being alert, and I'm not talking about tranquil and falling asleep here. At that point, the will lets go, and if you've been doing your meditation as an act of will, you pop straight out. It's like pushing a balloon under the water. You can push the balloon under the water and hold it there, but as soon as you relax, it just pops straight up. And so you get... we become a yo-yo yogi. However, a more sustainable approach is this putting in place the causes and conditions. So if we develop a meditation that produces gladness, then that gladness produces a really nice feeling and it feels very pleasant. And if we can develop that and grow it, and this is where the practice comes in. We can develop that feeling of gladness, then tranquility will happen by itself. And I think about 3 weeks ago, I started doing one of these guided meditations, and 5 minutes in, the gladness came up so strong that I couldn't really talk. So then I'm afraid you only got about 5 or 10 minutes guided meditation instead of 20. Sorry. Because I couldn't talk and be glad at the same time. I got so glad that I stopped thinking. And if I stop thinking, I can't talk. If I can't talk, I can't do the guided meditation. So sorry about that. But you can see how that wasn't an act of will. It just kind of happened. It doesn't happen very often, fortunately, in the guided meditations. But it does sometimes in my personal meditations, right? I just get really glad. The gladness is beautiful. It comes up really strongly. So it's a type of nimitta. And if you're like blissing out in gladness and happy, joy, joy, who wants to think? The thinking doesn't want to be happening. The thinking doesn't want to think itself. And it just falls away by itself. Which is a completely different process to pushing it away. So also we add the wisdom practice by or the four right efforts by shifting away from the thinking, the toxic thinking that harms us and harms other people. So back to the 40 subjects, there's a whole range of different subjects that produce gladness really easily. And contemplating the virtue is one, loving kindness is another. Reflecting on the qualities of the devas and the gods is another. But since this isn't a particularly religious context, I never do that on here because it's not the right audience for it. So we're going to start in a minute, but any questions, comments, or feedback?
What are the 40 objects you intend to have? A list of it would be nice.
Okay, I can bring a list for you. But 8 of them are the kasinas. 4 of them are the Brahma Viharas. 3 of them are the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So what's that, 15? I can find the list. I only remember the ones I work with myself. Oh, another 4 of them are the 4 Satipatthanas. So that's 19. Gosh, I don't know off the top of my head. But yeah, I can bring you a list. Or you can look at Google it. Google Abhidharma 40 subjects, because it's in the Abhidharma. I think it's in the Vasuddhimagga as well. And Patisambhidhamagga as well. Ooh, I could even say that. It took me ages to be able to say Patisambhidhamagga. Okay, so we will start, and I'll ring the bell at just after 10 to, so that those of you who need to go on time can go on time. But I did promise a class, so also you can do it to help you when you get back to do it yourself, even just 10 minutes a day. Practice your new scripts. So just make yourself nice and comfortable. I like to have you wiggle. And bringing the attention to the body. So with an attitude of kindness to the body, we invite the body to relax. If it would like to. We relax our head and our face. Relaxing our jaw and our neck. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Relaxing the back. Relaxing the lower back and hips. Relaxing the legs, knees, ankles, feet. Relaxing the hands and the arms. Relaxing the whole body. Being aware of the whole body. And then bringing to mind, or bringing into your heart, the memory of a good deed that you did. It doesn't have to be something enormous. It could be something small, something medium size, whatever size. Remembering the good feeling that you got when you did that good deed. Maybe you held the door open for someone in the shop. Maybe you let somebody in traffic. Maybe you helped a work colleague with their workload. Whatever it was, something that we did that was a good deed. Maybe it was coming to meditation today. And remembering a good feeling that was associated with that good deed. Seeing if you can bring up that feeling again. The gladness, a retrospective gladness. I'm really glad I did that. I feel so glad. That I did that good deed. See if you can grow that feeling of gladness. I'm really glad that I do good things. And looking at the quality inside yourself that caused you to do that good thing. Actually, I'm a kind person. I'm generous. And noticing that spark of kindness and generosity, that spark of compassion, that was the source of the intention to do that good thing. Actually, because I'm kind, I often do kind things. Because I'm generous, I often do generous things. I'm glad that I have that quality in me. I'm really glad that I'm kind. I'm really glad. Insert your quality here. What qualities do you have? Is it you're glad that you have that quality? Maybe you're glad that you're intelligent or hardworking. Maybe you have clean and sober habits. I'm really glad that I have sobriety. recognizing how this good quality improves my own life, improves your life. Because I have this good quality, I'm able to do these good things. And because I'm able to do these good things, these good results happen for me and for others. I feel really glad about that. As you bring up that feeling of gladness, pay particular attention to what it feels like to be glad. I feel very glad about this contentment, this tolerance. And that gladness feels like this. Gladness comes up most strongly when I remember this. Only noticing which memories bring up gladness the most. Which reflections bring up gladness the most strongly. I feel glad I have these qualities in myself. I feel glad because they result in these good things for myself and these good things for other people. Feel glad for little things like I have good oral hygiene now. I feel glad for big things like whatever it is that you are glad about. Sadness feels like this in my body, and it feels like this in my mind. It feels like this in my heart. I feel particularly glad that these good qualities benefit not only myself, but the people I care about and the world in general. qualities of contentment, being happy with what I have. I remember when this quality in me resulted in speech that I'm glad about and actions that I'm glad about. I feel glad that I'm here now doing this today. I'm doing what I want to be doing. I'm where I want to be, doing what I want to be doing. And I'm really glad that it's a good thing that we're all doing right now. I feel glad for me, and I feel glad for all of you. or we found together. This gladness feels alive and bright and almost busy, quite energetic. My body feels alive and I'm full of gladness. Joy. Every day we do good things, good deeds, good speech, good thoughts. Every day there's something to be glad about. Doesn't it make you want to smile? A real genuine smile from the inside that just bubbles up, plasters itself on the inside of your cheeks, and gradually peeks out the corners of your mouth. So for the next 2 minutes, just reflect on what happened in the last half hour. Any feelings of gladness come up? Were they any stronger than previously? Were you able to connect into that gladness more deeply than you had in the past? What worked? What didn't work? Which phrases worked most effectively? And is there any change in your state of mind now to what it was when you got here? Is it the same or is it different? feelings of gladness.